In 2017, state government sold the campus of the former Star Academy Juvenile Detention Center near Custer. Last year, the state repossessed the campus after the buyer missed payments. Now, some legislators want to prevent the governor from putting the campus back up for sale. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
State Senator Lance Russell is a Republican from Hot Springs. He opposed the sale of the Star campus in 2017. Now that the state has repossessed the campus, he thinks the state should keep it and use it, possibly as a juvenile detention and treatment center again. His bill directs the governor to draft a plan for repurposing the campus. Russell says the Star Academy was a place where troubled kids got the help they needed.
And it really gave them a chance in life. Well, now, I don't know if you've been hearing this from your school administrators, but essentially what's happening is these people are being sentenced to school because we have no place to put them. Very short-sighted on our part. And the schools are really having a serious difficulty.
Russell's bill faces opposition. Mike Leidholt, the secretary of the State Department of Corrections, testified against the bill. Leidholt says it's difficult to attract qualified professional staff members to work in rural Custer, and he says the campus is too large, too old, and too expensive to maintain.
So I think for the best interests of the taxpayers of South Dakota, it's best not to have that ongoing expense, plus turn this over to a use that could potentially be on the tax rolls of Custer County and bring some benefit.
The Senate State Affairs Committee endorsed Russell's bill 5-4 on Wednesday. Its next stop is the full Senate. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.